Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nod to Beach Boy Brian Wilson passing away today. One of the true innovators of music.
There you go.
He, you want to talk about a guy who had his battles. 82 years old, one of the founder of the Beach Boy, and one of the true, like, brilliant minds of music, passing away at the age of 82 years old. R.I.P. Beach Boys. Let me guess, you don't like the Beach Boys.
Not a big Beach Boys guy, but unfortunately, you've got some other Beach Boys ties that, you know, have passed away recently with Stan Love, Kevin Love's father, and the younger brother of another one of the Beach Boys, both passing away. It's unfortunate.
Yeah, they're getting up there.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting up there.
To me, the Beach Boys always felt old.
Well, yeah, they were.
But I mean, like, even when they were younger, they felt old.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They just always thought of them as old.
I mean, they were around in this, like, the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy to think about.
And to think that when, like, that was 30 years ago. Like,
the 60s.
If you, if you go back 30 years from, like, when we were 10, would have been, like, when they were, like, the Beach Boys were getting popular in the mid-60s.
Mm.
That's the mid-1990s.
Yeah, that's
now.
A long time.
That's
wacky. Well, I saw somebody say that's that like they, kids... if they did the Dazed and Confused remake and matched up the timelines, it would basically be when we were in high school.
It's early 2000s, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, screw that.
Well, like, for instance, if you, like, in the 90s, they made that 70s show, it looked so much different. But right now in 2025, if we made a show for 05, it wouldn't, like, outside of maybe not having an different. iPhone, I would say that there's a lot more things
phone.
That would match.
Cordless phones still in the house.
Bleached hair tips, dial-up
popped
internet.
Collars.
Yeah,
dial-up.
Dude.
We had DSL by then. And we had,
maybe
like,
you did.
Cell phones with pictures on them.
I mean, they weren't, like, proliferating everywhere in, you know, from my senior year of high school to my first couple of years in the military.
No.
That's for sure.
You just have a bunch of kids playing Snake on their
phones.
Nokia.
They did the...
Puka shells are back, though.
Oh, yeah. Dude.
Jinkos are back.
I'm telling you, my entire closet from high school would fetch a fortune right now on for what people are wearing. My wife and I did some shopping a couple weeks ago, and the kids are wearing our clothes.
Yeah.
It's
cycling back. Well,
it's weird.
There was a time where bell bottoms came back in the late 90s, too. It's
that's
like
weird.
It just cycles through, man. Yeah. People want to dress terribly.
Yeah, it's weird.
I mean, you're going to have regrets, kids. You're going to have regrets.
Yeah, when those photos start circling back around, you're going to go,
you know what's
oh.
interesting, though, is that, like, being, like, suited and booted in, like, the 40s has never come back.
Nah, we had, like, a little period with that, and then we, like, made a hard right turn, and we turned those same outfits into, remember when the NBA players tried to make the dress shorts a thing with the suit jackets?
But that hold on, it was never commonplace, though.
No.
Like, you look like a picture of streets of a city.
In the 20s.
Hell, and it doesn't have to be like New York City on Wall Street. It could be like Portland, and you'll see like everybody's in a suit and wearing a hat, and you're hot damn, what a time to be alive.
I still haven't done it. I got to make a trip down to the haberdashery here down the street.
Yeah.
I gotta get fitted for a good hat.
You in a fancy lad hat you would like be that? Something.
Yeah.
Because what would you wear it with, Danny?
I'll go full Peaky Blinders.
Danny, are you going to wear it with your Crocs?
Whoa.
You're going to wear
your
Peaky Blinders hat?
Sir, I've got my Vapor Maxes on today.
With your Crocs and...
That's a look.
In cargo shorts?
Yeah, they're not cargo shorts. They're athleisure shorts. There's no extra pockets on here. But cargo shorts are coming back.
No, they're not.
They are. Oh, yes, they are. They are everywhere. They are proliferating yet again.
If they are back, it will be for a very short time before women look at them again and be like... No, that's ugly.
I'm married, so I don't have to worry about it. So I'm getting some again.
What you keeping in those shorts there, Pally?
Everything.
All of the things. Mm-hmm. It's my man purse. Mm-hmm.
Golf ball, hammer and nails. Yeah, that's right. It all.
You never know. Oh, carpenter jeans. Those were a thing. I wonder if those are going to come back.
Yeah.
Because you need a place for your hammer, Old Navy.
Yeah, damn right. I had a lot of those pants.
All right. NBA draft 2 weeks away. From today, it'll be the day after... Your local Portland Toyota dealers present the 11th annual Fan Golf Classic.
Indeed.
Out at Langdon Farms, also brought to you by Henderson and Daughter Windows and Doors and Philbrook Law and Accident Injury Attorneys out at Langdon Farms. The day after that, the NBA draft.
It's going to be a fun 48 hours.
It happens. From the Fan Golf Classic to the NBA draft. First round, yeah. Mm-hmm. Second round of the NBA draft, don't know why we're televising that thing.
Hey, man, come on. We're televising the fifth, sixth, and seventh rounds of the NFL draft. What are we doing here?
In defense of the NFL draft, it is the fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh rounds. Mm-hmm. This is just the second round.
Yeah, I know. Splitting it up into 2 days is so dumb.
Especially because of how fast it goes.
And I'll tell you this. Every executive I've talked to is like, look, we like having the extra time, but like maybe we just have like a little bit of time between the rounds.
Yeah.
Like
let's take a halftime.
Take like a half hour intermission. Let us make some phone calls. We don't need a whole other day for this.
No, because that's one thing the NBA draft really has nailed is that second round. It flies by.
Yeah. And a lot of those things, like once you get there, and the reason why, especially with that day in between, basically, everything's kind of agreed to because you've reached out to the guys who didn't get drafted in the first round, and now you got guys that are looking at, okay, I don't want a two-way, so don't draft me because so-and-so team is going to give me a real contract. Or, you know, hey, I am looking for a two-way, so go ahead and take me and put me on your G League team, whatever kind of situation. Those things all going to get ironed out pretty damn quickly.
How many teams are even selecting in the second round?
Oh, God, I haven't even looked.
Because the Blazers don't have one, right?
The second round is so all over the place. Nobody owns their second round picks anymore.
No, I'll do this. I will find you teams that actually have their second round selection.
It's probably less than five.
Seven.
Seven?
Yeah. They are Charlotte, Philly, Brooklyn, San Antonio, Orlando, Indiana, and Cleveland. Those are the only teams that hold their current second round pick.
Seven of 30.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But hey, let's put it all on TV, huh?
There you go.
Let's go ahead. We're gonna go do that. But the mock drafts are starting to heat up, and you have been signaling this for quite some time. And it is coming to fruition.
Mm-hmm.
If you take the mock drafts from CBS Sports, Bleacher Report, ESPN, and The Ringer, four different sites, and this is just at 11, you have four different players being selected to the Portland Trailblazers at 11.
Throw no ceilings in there and it's five.
But then you can take this out and you can go to... And you have said this, the top two are done.
Yeah.
Right? It is Cooper Flagg. It is Dylan Harper.
The only one that changes is if the Spurs were to get in, if Giannis asked out.
Okay. Now, if you want to go to the third overall selection, now we gave you four for four with the Portland Trailblazers. I am going to up the ante here, and I will say in those four, you have three different players, with Ace Bailey going to Philly in both Bleacher Report and ESPN. The Ringer has Trey Johnson out of Texas going third overall. And CBS Sports has VJ Edgecombe going third overall, the guard out of Baylor.
And there's some intel on that, as the only team that VJ Edgecombe has worked out for so far is the Philadelphia 76ers. It's the only team he's worked out for.
And he was invited to the draft.
Yes. We do have the 13 invites to the draft green room. There really wasn't a surprise on there, unless you want to say Jeremiah Fears is a surprise, but I don't think that should be a surprise to anybody.
Why would you only work out for one team in this situation where it is so up in the air?
You really don't want to go to Charlotte or Washington.
Yeah, that's true.
I think that's probably the reasoning behind it, and it's the history of the organizations more than anything else.
Why not like Utah, though?
I think Utah, here's the thing. So
Utah's at five, Washington at six.
If VJ is there, so here's the other thing about VJ. I love VJ. I had him here at Hoop Summit, 2 years ago. His attitude, his mentality, his work ethic, who he is as a human is 10 out of 10. Great dude. Played for the international team, played for Coach Joe, Marshall Cho. VJ's a dude. He has signaled to multiple teams at the combine and through other intel that he sees himself as a one, as a point guard. And for some teams, they might like that idea. Other teams, they may see him kind of more as a combo guard type. Like the guy he gets compared to, and I think is the most apt, is Victor Oladipo. Oladipo was probably better on the ball coming out. VJ might be better as like an overall Swiss Army knife player. And if you're looking at VJ, you're like, do I want him to be my lead guard? Where could he turn into like a Donovan Mitchell-esque kind of combo guard? Where, yes, he's a two, but he can be a one. If you've got some other playmakers around you, that kind of makes sense to where you can get him off the ball a little bit. Or do you want him to be the true no doubt dyed in the wool one, where he hasn't really shown that yet? And I think that will be kind of a thing that kind of sways teams, depending on how they view him on the basketball intel side of things. But there's two guys in this draft right now that I think a lot of people are higher on. You mentioned both of them. Ace Bailey, Trey Johnson. Both those guys on the intel side of things have had some negative things go against them. Just, you've seen Ace Bailey make some comments about at the combine. One that I think people saw publicly was he was asked about taking difficult shots. He's like, well, I'm a difficult shot taker. It is what it is. And it's like, okay, so you, in a year since I had him at Hoop Summit, you just haven't matured.
Sounds a little Andrew Wiggins-esque.
There's some not recognizing who he is and who he needs to be. And there's always that push and pull. Like, well, you don't want to be put in a box. You want to be allowed to be who you are. But if who you are has some markers or some flaws or some things that teams don't like, it's going to push you down. And don't be wrong, he's still 6'8", incredibly athletic. He can get and take and make those difficult shots. Like, that is a skill. But maybe I don't say, like, hey, I would love to develop and get better to the point where I don't have to rely on such a difficult shot diet. Like, that's probably the right answer to say there. To this day, the worst answer I think ever given in a public forum was asked what, when Gilbert Arenas was coming through the draft, coming out of Arizona, what he wanted to be. He answered, a pimp. And then when he got a follow-up question of, I'm sorry, what? He said, oh, my bad, an international pimp.
Oh.
Again, that's Gilbert being Gilbert, but it was also Gilbert going, pew, down the draft.
Hibachi. All right. And Trey Johnson also bad intel as well, but
nothing criminal or anything like that. No. It's just like
maturity, preparation, being a professional.
Yeah, just like the professional parts of things. Yep. And again, I'm not saying this to bash these kids or carry any water. These are just the things that I've heard. And some people won't say them publicly, and because that will get people pissed off and those kind of things. But those are the things.
It's been widely reported. Yeah. The intel on both of them has been going down
less than stellar
trajectory, on a downward trajectory.
And that is going to make things very interesting at the draft, because you get to pick number three, and what Philly does is going to set the table, and then everybody else after them, you're like, okay, now what do they do?
Well, what four guys are projected to go to Portland just 2 weeks out to the NBA draft? Yeah, four. Four different sites, four guys, but one common thread. The Blazers are going to get longer. Mm. Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
2 weeks away, 14 days from the Blazers selecting 11th overall. And we got CBS Sports, Bleacher Report, ESPN, and The Ringer. And four different players they have picked going to Portland. Nobody knows.
No. Someone who may remain nameless just texted me with some basic idea of, like, because we've been talking through this whole process about Intel in this draft cycle being ubiquitous at best. He said, see, nobody has any real intel. And it's something we've kind of talked about because it's been a weird cycle. Like, you hear rumblings and you hear murmurings from different teams and agents and things of that nature. And then folks in the media, and it's like, everyone's waiting for the nuke to drop with Giannis.
Yep.
And if that's not going to happen before the draft, like, what do teams still kind of prepare to have contingency plans? They will. And then it's the KD stuff, and then there's a bunch of other players that are kind of in that realm that might move, and so everybody's kind of bracing themselves for that. But on the intel side of the draft, everybody's kind of like,
who knows?
The people that write these mocks, I have talked to all of them in the last 2 weeks, and they're asking me what I'm hearing, and, you know, what do you think this would fit, and every single time that I've talked to them, it's been some version of, like, I've heard this, but I don't know. And it's a lot of, like, it's a lot of guesswork. It's a lot of, you know, stylistically, this is what Team X has done in the past. This is what Team Y has done in the past. Here's where the roster's at. And a lot of it's usually, year to year, you usually have a pretty decent understanding of where things sit. Right now, nah.
Yeah.
Nah, not at all.
Well, CBS Sports has, don't call him Kobe, Carter Bryant going 11th overall to the Portland Trail Blazers, and this is going to be the reoccurring thing. One thing that Joe Cronin has done since he took the reins, this team has gotten longer. Mm-hmm. There's been an identity and a theme that you can just pull the thread and watch it. 6'7", 215-pound freshman out of Arizona. He was a coming off the bench for the Wildcats this year.
He was a very old team.
He's a 3-and-D type guy, though, and a long-rangey wing defender.
And a lot of people, if you're looking at the upside on Carter Bryant, you look at his age, the role they asked him to fill, he did it incredibly well, particularly in the second half of the season. And he really started to shoot the ball. And the game against Oregon, you saw him make some unreal defensive plays. And you went, oh,
there's something here.
So you're looking at a guy. And again, I'm not using this name to say he's going to be this guy. But the upside swing on him is like you see him kind of like a Kawhi in the sense of he's very strong, very rangy, very athletic, incredibly fluid athlete who has 3-and-D floor. No, I'm not saying he's going to all of a sudden turn into one of the best players the league has ever seen.
Well, Bleacher Report has this comp to Marcus Morris.
Which I don't see that because Mook is a lot bigger. Even coming out of college, he was a bigger, tougher, stronger guy. He's more of a, to me, he's a much more laterally agile player than Mook was coming out.
Wasn't he a three-year guy?
Yeah.
At Kansas?
Yeah.
So maybe we can revisit. I mean, 6'7", 215 is a good frame for a 19-year-old.
That's a damn good frame. Like he's the kind of, if you've ever seen him in person, he's the kind of guy I would imagine when he's all said and done, plays around 230, 235, which is, Tumani is basically the same, too, came in the league, even older, came in the league about 220-ish, 225. He's almost up to 240. And you look at the rookie year versus sophomore year at two, he looks completely different. But Bryant is the kind of guy, if you're taking a swing, you've got a good floor to work with, but if he does develop the handle, could be pretty damaged.
Bleacher Report has Asa Newell, the Georgia product, coming to Portland, 6'9", 224. Again, a young buck, but they comp him to John Collins.
It's interesting. The thing about him is if you believe in the jumper, his tweener build, because he's kind of a big four size with some five skill, but he's a great rebounder, great cutter. He's an off-ball guy, play finisher. But he shot subpar. Watching him shoot, it looks like he might be able to shoot. Now, I don't think he's going to be a high-end shooter, but if I think he could be a 36% three-point shooter, you know, just slightly below league average. And if that's there, then all of a sudden it changes a little bit. But I had Asa at Hoop Summit last year and got to see him again here this year when he came through the workout. The thing that stood out for me was when I saw him was, oh my God, you're a lot bigger. I asked him after the media availability. I'm like, hey, man, how much weight have you put on? He's like, oh, almost 20 pounds. I'm like, you could tell. Like 1 year at Georgia, he blew up. And talking to other front offices and evaluators after the combine, they think that he's going to like get up to like that 245-ish and still be able to move and, you know, be a guy who can be a physical kind of impact guy. But the swing for him is shooting. 11 is probably a little rich for me. I would say probably the highest I would expect him to go is probably 14, 15, somewhere in that range. 11's probably a little too rich. I'm not 100% sold on the upside.
Another guy who we've talked about on this show, ESPN, has Yegor Demin from BYU, a 6'8 combo guard.
Yeah, 6'8 barefoot. Like, he's a guy who plays at damn near 6'10. He's a big kid, had some real highs at BYU, had some real lows. The thing I was talking to Eric Gunderson and I were talking about him a couple weeks ago, and he highlighted the thing I like about Yegor is that he was a riser in the NCAA tournament. When the game started to matter more for BYU, he did perform well. And that's like when you talk about, you know, in conference, out of conference play, now you're playing better teams with more on the line, and Yegor did show up. The thing that came out of him, came out for him during the combine. Number one, the interviews were great for him. He's a guy I would, Jake Hall, Man of the Ringer, had Yegor on for a half hour on his podcast, the draft preview. If you're interested in Yegor at all, go listen to that. Yegor is a very bright guy. He actually watches a lot of Denny Avdia, another big ball handler who, you know, has that downhill creation. But at the combine, he had his pro day workout, you know, with his agency, and he shot the living hell out of the ball. Now, it's scripted and all those things, but like that's one of the questions about Yegor is his shooting gonna get better? And his form is tightened up. That's the thing with kids. There's a lot of stuff outside the frame that happens with, you can just get away with in high school and even in college. But you start to tighten those mechanics up, and it's like he's already begun that process. And if you believe that he can be a shooter, 6'9" guy who can put the ball down on the floor, get to the rim, and knock down shots. Now, the defense is another question. But if you're a 6'9" ball handler in the NBA, you are a pricey commodity.
And then the Ringer has Danny Wolf.
Yeah, J. Kyle Mann.
6'10", 251, a big out of Michigan.
Yeah, Kyle and I were talking about Danny Wolf about a week ago, and, you know, we're going kind of back and forth about him, and Kyle really likes him, and his... When you talk about feel and creativity and passing and those kind of things, like that's where he stands out. He's a very different player. He's a damn near 7-footer who Michigan ran their offense for. They were running 4 or 5 pick and rolls with him as the ball handler at the 3-point line. The problem, I think, with Wolf is that he's not a rim protector or a great rebounder. And typically when you're at that size, you're going to be asked to kind of do those things. Could you imagine a lineup maybe with Wolf and Klingon to try to cover up some of those things? What does that do for you defensively? Can he cover in space? He's an interesting pick for sure, because again, when you've got creation with size, that is the rarest commodity in the NBA. That's why those guys, you know, you take flyers on those. But I don't think I would necessarily look at Wolf at that position. But it's an interesting pick at the very least.
What's interesting is that, okay, so we got Carter Bryant, Yegor Demon, Danny Wolf, and I'm already forgetting who the fourth guy is that we talked about. Who did a Bleacher Report have here? They had...
I don't know. My context falling out of my eyes.
That's fine. Asa Newell.
Yeah, Asa. And that doesn't account for another guy that's mocked in other places, but he might go earlier, and that's Kaspar Jakaciunas.
So
those are kind of the five that are the most common, and then throw Noah Senge.
So if you take this into perspective on nobody knows what's going to happen, mm-hmm. right? At 11, there are one mock has the floor for Carter Bryant being 14.
Mm-hmm.
For Demon, it's 18.
Mm-hmm.
For Wolf, it's 27th. For Newell, it's 23rd.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, these guys, like, that shows you that we're talking about nobody knows what's going to happen at 3.
It's a wide swath.
11 down to 27, mm-hmm. 23, 18. Those are massive ranges of these guys. And it is mainly towards fit, historical trends. You're just looking at, all right, Portland likes long guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Danny Wolf is 21. He's almost 22. They like old guys coming into the NBA too. Like, they're not afraid of it.
And
so
the interesting thing here, this isn't like the draft last year where the talent fall off was very real. Yes, there's a very real talent fall off after Cooper Flagg and then Dylan Harper. And then you can kind of debate Trey Johnson, Con Knipple, VJ Edgecombe, those guys, right? But after that, really the top six guys, top five guys, there is a, you know, if Cooper's like tier zero, like no doubt superstar, and Dylan Harper could be an all-star and he's like a tier one guy, and then there's like three or four tier two, there's like 25 tier three guys. Like, there's just a lot of talent in this draft, depending on where you see guys. Like, there are some executives in the league that love Jeremiah Fierce, absolutely adore him, and there's other people like, I think he should have gone back to school.
All this tells me is that this is going to be the epitome of a right place, right time draft mm-hmm. pick where everybody's like, why didn't they draft him? And it's, you're just going to go, because nobody knew, man.
Yeah.
Nobody knew. And we can mark it June 11th, 1:32 p.m. You can't say that we weren't going, guys, nobody effing knows about this draft.
No.
Nobody knows.
And I don't think we're going to get a ton of clarification on it until maybe 48 hours before the draft.
Well, good.
So, yeah.
Great.
Good times.
So more drunk mock drafts is what you're saying.
Yeah, a lot of that.
Cool.
A lot of throwing darts right now. All right, coming up next time for our worst day on the web. And look, I consume more caffeine than probably 99.9% of humans on this planet. But there's one drink company out there that's going, whoa, 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 whoa. We're not on any banned substances list. We'll do that next. But first, here's Jordan Schultz at the Sports Center.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for today's worst day on the web. With Danny and Dusty on Odyssey and 1080 The Fan.
That sucks.
Do you know the history of caffeine?
I can't say I do. Not as well as I know the history of air conditioning.
Yeah, you've been thoroughly researching Carrier.
I did. Willis Carrier, the inventor of air conditioning. It was just cold water that they pumped through coils. That's all they did.
It was healthier back then.
Yeah.
One of the weird things.
Yeah, but not as effective, though.
No, definitely not.
Can't get that house down to 65 with just cold water.
No, it's tough.
What are we doing here?
But the origins of coffee are often traced back to the 9th century in a goat herder that saw his goats chewing on coffee beans.
Okay.
And the effect of energy coming out of coffee beans. And then, you know,
That's like, just a lonely man just trying to connect with his goats, mm-hmm. I think.
No, he's probably
out there just wandering the grasslands going, look at this guy.
I mean, 9th century, what else do you have to do?
Yeah, well, there's worse things you can do to a goat, that's for sure.
Way, way worse.
Mm-hmm. But, obviously, the caffeinated industry is one that is...
You guys are talking about eating it, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Yuck.
And this is why you come back for one day.
Mm-hmm. Can't take you anywhere.
The caffeinated drinks industry is one of the biggest burgeoning industries in the food and beverage world. Have you seen the amount of money that these companies get now? The Monsters, the C4s, all of them. It starts with the B, the billions.
Yeah.
It's bonkers. It doesn't rival that of coffee, but there's one drink out there in Celsius that has had to release a press statement about almost kind of playing down what was not a myth in the original recipe, Coca-Cola, which was indeed
cocaine,
backed by the old cocaine. There is a she's on a staff at Western Michigan. Is that what it was?
No, it's a high A affiliate, the West Michigan Whitecaps. This gal is a reporter for the Emily Walden is her name. And she's a reporter, and she covers the West Michigan Whitecaps.
Mm. Which is kind of weird. Michigan Whitecaps? Michigan doesn't have mountains?
No, that's on the lake, buddy.
Yeah.
The water.
Oh, the Whitecaps. Okay,
yeah,
the water.
The Whitecaps on the water.
Okay, there you go.
There you go. We got it.
I was thinking Whitecaps, I always think of mountains.
Yeah. Here we would.
Yeah.
But it's also water,
that's
too.
That's true. But even, I guess they do have the Great Lakes out there, get some wind.
It's kind of what they're known for.
Yeah. Whatever.
Especially in Western Michigan.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. Kind of a big one. They are Great Lakes. They're huge.
They are huge. I spent some time in Alpena, Michigan, which is the middle of freaking nowhere.
All right.
There you go. Apparently there was a report that came out of this that said that this particular drink appeared on the Major League Baseball banned substance list, or not, excuse me, not on the banned substance list, but was not on the approved caffeinated beverage list because it had what they concluded led to some positive cocaine results.
This is a now deleted tweet, probably because of the fact Celsius's lawyer said,
"Oh, cease and desist, baby.
Wait a minute now." Her tweet read, "Dugout conversation this morning. MLB approved energy drinks. Was told MLB provides a list of drinks that have been tested to not flag during drug testing. Most popular among the West Michigan players on the acceptable drinks list, C4 and Red Bull. Celsius has an ingredient known to flag as cocaine in MLB drug testing, and although not officially banned, it's strongly discouraged, I'm told." I think that she probably thought this is just an innocent tweet, you know, just some banter. What the people want out there, right? It's just to know what the players are talking about.
The stupid things that happen on dugouts and locker rooms and the things that we discuss.
Well, Celsius is like, whoa, wait a minute, because all of a sudden Emily Walden's tweet went viral. Celsius is completely safe and is enjoyed by professional athletes, fitness enthusiasts, and college students as part of their lifestyles. Claims that Celsius could cause one to fail a drug test have been proven false, and there's no merit to these claims. So here's the thing. There is confusion because there's this National Science Foundation that has a list of drinks that it deems certified for sport.
They've probably gone through a testing program that you have to pay for to get greenlit to be on this program.
Celsius is not on that list.
And I would imagine because Celsius just didn't pay to be a part of the study.
Yeah. So MLB and the MLBPA have then had to come over the top and say, we're not aware of any specific ingredient in Celsius that would cause a positive test result and have not communicated this view to any club or player. So she took a little dugout talk, maybe a little loose lips by a player or a coach on the West Michigan Whitecaps. And they said, oh, false positive for cocaine. I heard, you know, a guy down in Albuquerque, he got popped because all he was doing was drinking Celsius, which that might have been told to one of these guys. But the reality is he was just using that as a cover because he was doing a little booger sugar and he got popped on the drug test.
Got popped.
And look, he's like, oh, no, couldn't have been that. It was the Celsius, I swear.
I've mentioned this before. You know, when I was overseas, we had an energy drink called Wild Tiger.
Oh.
That has...
That doesn't even sound real.
Oh, brother, it has nicotine in it.
Oh, no. My F.
And I went, if I remember right, I think it had 250 milligrams of caffeine and then whatever milligrams of nicotine in it. So we lived off of...
Wild Tiger?
Oh, yeah, dude. Oh, yeah. And I think
this was back in the days. Like, you want to know the biggest difference between, you know, going back to around 2000, going like 20 years ago, as we were talking about that 70s show, if it was filmed now, it'd be in the early 2000s. Wild Tiger was the name of, like, all of the dangerous stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it was like, guess what? We're going to go Wild Tiger.
Oh, I mean, instead of riding the dragon, you're you know, grabbing a hold of the tiger by the tail.
Yeah, and it's like Cobra Venom.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
What? Why does it burn?
And if you were in the military at this time period, there's a damn near certainty that you had either had Wild Tiger or you had Rippets. And you can, if you go into like the bodega, particularly the Middle Eastern variety, you can, some of people have been able to import it. I don't know how, because I think for a period it was banned in the U.S.
Yeah.
But you can...
It's called a mule.
Yeah, 100%. And it's never like just like with the other drinks. It's always on like just stacked somewhere in like the middle of the room. Mm. And you're like... I remember I stopped at, not the World Market, but a World Market out here, God, like 10, 12 years ago. And I remember seeing a case of Rippets and I was like, yoink. I'm like, I want to chase that dragon again.
When Whippets aren't good enough, take some Rippets.
But I mean,
completely safe.
If you're in the military, you run on nicotine and caffeine. Other
and they just
too.
Bottled it.
Yeah, and that was the thing. It's like
they did it.
You want to talk about gut rot? Take a Wild Tiger. Look, not my proudest moment. There were multiple days where a Wild Tiger was consumed, a dip was thrown in, and the true Turkish cigarettes were smoked.
Oh.
Let me tell you right now. Turks right now, when you talk about Turkish cigarettes in the U.S., no, no. You smoke a real Turkish cigarette, it will put you on your ass.
Really?
Oh, God. It tastes 1,000 times better, but it's also a lot cleaner, a lot purer. But boy, does it hit you like a truck.
Yeah.
I remember the first time I ever had one, I did not know what I was in for. Have you ever chewed?
Yeah.
Okay. You remember the first time you chewed?
Yeah.
And you remember the world spinning like you could not believe?
That was it?
Yeah, that's what I got from that cigarette. After having a dip in, after having the nicotine-fueled energy drink.
I think I'm about to barf right
now. It hit like a truck. I was like, yo, what is this? And I remember my buddy being like, yeah, those are real Turkish cigarettes.
Man. And so, you wonder why your body's breaking down. Why? It's like, dude, I was just drinking like these energy drinks packed with nicotine while I had lipper in while drinking Turkish cigarettes, fighting a war. What? Danny, I think we know why your body's breaking down, bro.
The internals are good. The internal mechanisms still all firing. It's the bones and the ligaments that are more problematic than anything else.
Oh, man.
But no, this is a reason why our bodies break down by the time that we're 30 years old, is because the amount of caffeine and nicotine and, let's be honest, steroids that we all take, that general concoction, don't get me wrong, it puts you in a war-fighting mood. Yeah. But boy, does it take a toll at some point in time.
This text on the fan text line, 503-864-6326. Wild Tiger sounds like an illegal firework. Yeah, I think there's a lot of crossover between naming fireworks and naming energy drinks.
Not just energy drinks, but foreign substances.
Well, yeah. I mean, like, would you be surprised to see a firework called, like, Four Loko?
God, no.
No, you wouldn't.
A big old tube with, you know, four launchers on it.
Yeah, Monster.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Red Bull. Absolutely. Yeah. It's just a red
flops
firework.
Flops up it all over the place.
Yeah.
Even Celsius works, frankly. Yeah.
Nice turning up the heat.
Yeah.
Let's go. We're going to turn up the heat with some Celsius. C4? Absolutely. That is actually not a firework.
Yeah,
that's
an
explosive.
Don't light that one. Back up, Terry. Put it in reverse.
Even like Prime, the newer one. I think Prime would be a great name for a big old firework.
Oh, man.
Yeah, no, that's the nature of that beast, you know? You gotta tame that tiger. Grab it by the tail.
Comes at you fast.
Yeah, if you are in possession of Wild Tiger and cans, please, fan text line, 503-864-6327.
No, we do not want the fan text line to traffic illegal beverages.
I do. Please.
Disavow.
Please let me know if you've got a hold of some OG Wild Tiger.
Get to Danny's personal Twitter and DM him.
If you are in possession
of said
drinks, I will bring them in here for everybody to try.
So it wasn't the hip replacement. It was just because like this Wild Tiger was making your bones disintegrate. Is that?
Yeah, I mean, that probably could be part of it. But to be clear, it wasn't a replacement. It's two full rebuilds.
But the internals, they're turning to cement.
It actually made my bone density go up. All right, let's keep it in the world of drugs. WADA, the World Anti-Doping Association, doesn't want us to have fun. We'll get to that next year on Danny and Dusty, Tonight the Fan. The steroid-fueled games set to break every record known to man by being performance-enhanced, held in Las Vegas. Well, the Wambulance, WADA, the World Anti-Doping Agency, is trying to get the U.S. and their authorities to put a kibosh on what they deem unsafe practices in the world of sport.
I mean, they're not wrong. It is unsafe.
This is America. Freedom.
But.
Freedom.
However, this is the... I just can't believe it's going to happen in the United States because of the liability of wherever is hosting these events.
Vegas.
But it's like, where are you gonna have the swimming? Are we gonna do this at the stadium pool at Circa? Like, what are we?
I mean,
where is this happening at? Yeah, it's not deep enough.
Yeah, it's true.
But are we gonna have this at like UNLV Swim Center and be like, have all these roided up athletes just going out there? And I think that this may be the one time where the lifeguard might be needed. They're going to have actual injuries in these events, and that's the liability I don't think is going to make this take off and actually get off the ground.
Like, yeah,
when the rubber meets the road, like, are you really going to have all of these insurance waivers, and everybody's going to say, yep, nope, if I blow my hammy or blow a pec out on the bench press, all roided out of my gourd, I'm good with it.
The thing is, the people that are doing this stuff already,
yeah,
they don't care.
That is true.
Look, man, if you're in the fitness, bodybuilding, competitive sports world outside of professional sports, those people you see on IG and TikTok, they're on gear. They're all on gear. If you think, oh, that doesn't look natural, it's because it's not. It's not. In this point. Look, the proliferation of steroids has hit an astronomical level. Look, I remember the seedy old days when I was younger of what we had to do to go get our gear. And I've been open and honest about this before. When I was in the military, yes, I took steroids. I took multiple. I took two cycles. I took Deca, Tren, and Sustanol, which are all different. They all have different things. If you see the guy on IG right now who's just like the influencer type, he's on Anavar. Not getting big, but getting pretty damn shredded. Like, it's, if you see the guy that's just out of his freaking gourd, it's some sort of sus blend that's come out of that. Like, just, you're like Sam Sulek, what is he, 23 years old, and is one of the biggest humans on the planet.
I have no idea who you're
Have you not seen
about.
This kid?
No.
Oh, dude. I mean, the back knee, acne, it's Sulek, S-U-L-E-K. This kid is freaking enormous. I mean, you're just like, oh, sweet Jesus.
Gigantic.
And he's at least been honest about being on gear. And it's
I don't know how he could lie. You just look at his body and then you look at his jaw. He looks like the guy from Happy Gilmore. Mr. Gilmore, your ball seems to have struck my foot, except for in prime physical condition. He's got the big old jaw sticking
out. His lats have lats.
Got a big old dome on him.
And just acne everywhere. But, like, there's my algorithm.
Again, very different from ours. This is the first time I'm seeing this guy.
Yeah, no.
Did you see Boban is the new big guy in Happy Gilmore 2?
Yes. Yes, I did.
That is great.
And because Boban's awesome. Huge. I have a picture of me standing next to him in the Blazers media room watching the 76ers. 2 years ago, I looked like a small child.
Yep.
Next to him, and it's just terrifying. One of the biggest human beings I've ever been around. I have been a proponent of allowing performance-enhancing drugs into professional sports, particularly on the recovery side. I know I'm in the minority of that. But number one, a lot of athletes that you know of today are taking them or have taken them. Like, that's not me, you know, just guessing. I know for a fact. And it is what it is. Like, if you're a professional athlete and you are trying to come back from an injury or you're trying to get to some place, like, I just don't. I don't have an issue with it.
Yeah, I don't think you should just say, yeah, go ahead, do it.
No, under supervision, all those things. Like, if you are listening right now out there and you are under the age of 18, do not mess with this stuff. Do not mess with this stuff. For the love of God, do not mess with this stuff. It will screw up your life.
But that is why you can't tell the professionals, like, yeah, free reign, let's go.
Yeah, because they, you know, the number of people who die from, you know, cardiac events because of all, or your blood vessels collapsing because you've shot it up so many freaking times, or
in long-term injuries over years of use.
And like, that's the thing,
it's not
safe. It's not safe to use for year after year after year after year. There's a reason why it gets prescribed. It works.
Yeah, but to that point, it's not safe to go to a fast food restaurant for three meals a day either. But if you want to do that, you can. So I have a hard time, like you say, it's America, man. I have a hard time seeing one thing being governed and the other thing just being allowed. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I think that if they can get the legal standing to do this, is from the sense of, like, from the insurance side of it, do it. And very clearly show the differences. Very clearly highlight why this guy looks like this, why these times are falling, and show the direct correlation line of this drug use and this level of production.
Yeah. These Olympic Games, as they would call them.
The Enhanced Games.
Enhanced Games. It would be fascinating to watch. I would watch just to see... Well, one, the train wreck, but two,
what they look like,
what the performances actually end up being.
Yes.
because there's that swimmer, I think he's Australian, who is now just roided out of his gourd. Mm-hmm. And he's like,
looks like a cartoon.
You guys should all do this. And it's like, I don't know if anybody, if everybody wants to do this, man.
And that's the thing is like while I'm a proponent of introducing it into professional sports, particularly for the recovery side of things, it should also be not something that has to be mandatory where everybody, because it becomes such a competitive advantage that you have to do it. And that's where it gets dicey.
But that is where,
you know, people will chase it like we saw in baseball.
Well, yeah, we won't see it. And look, baseball had a restricted list.
Mm-hmm.
They just didn't enforce it for a long time.
Have they announced prizes or anything for this?
It's cash prizes. I think it's like $1 million for winners.
So huge incentive, obviously.
Yes.
All right.
So there you
Who's
go.
Funding this?
I mean, it's Vegas, man.
the drug industry.
Probably the pharmaceutical industry.
The Saudis.
Brought to you by Pfizer.
Golly.
So, all right, coming up next, it is U.S. Open week. We're going to get to some U.S. Open talk and the evolution and analytics of golf and how you might see a lot of changes, particularly that might impact guys like the Bryson DeChambeaus of the world. Coming up next here on Danny and Dusty, Today the Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.